Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On healthcare reform, Massachusetts deliberately tackled the problem of getting people insurance coverage first. But the harder question of what to do about the rising cost of healthcare was always lurking just beneath the surface. Now, a special commission is sending the legislature a major overhaul of the healthcare payment system that will affect virtually every resident in the state. It's a return to managed care, but this time the incentives are to give patients more care sooner. WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins our report with one example of how a visit to your doctor might be different in this new payment system.
Let's say you've had a sore throat for a few days and finally decide it's time to see your doctor. In the exam room, you say, "Just give me an antibiotic and I'll get on with my day." Your doctor's rushed, so she says, "Fine, feel better," and sends the insurance company a bill. 2 days later, the antibiotic didn't work and you're back at the doctor. Now let's replay that visit, but this time you're covered by a global payment. That's a budget. If the doctor sticks to it and she keeps you healthy, she makes more money. That antibiotic? Not appropriate. It would count against her. In this visit, the doctor tells you your sore throat could be flu, mono, or HIV. She does a few tests and asks if you want to see an infectious disease doctor. Sounds pretty good, until you remember that ache in your back, ask for an MRI, and she says no, go home and rest. Okay, we're stretching a bit to illustrate what supporters like about global payments. They encourage doctors to provide more care up front.
I mean, this is a sea change.
Dolores Mitchell is on the commission that recommended making global payments the main health care payment system statewide within 5 years.
We're suggesting a total revision in the way procedures work, in the way billing works, in the way doctors relate to one another and to the hospitals that with which they affiliate. That's a very meaningful change.
Some might say difficult or challenging. Let's go back to that second office visit. If you don't have a primary care doctor now, as patients in HMOs do, you'll have to choose one. If your doctor is not part of a healthcare network that includes specialists, labs, and probably a hospital, she'll have to join one. That network would take its pool of Tufts or Fallon members, look at how much care they used last year, their age, sex, and some other factors, and then negotiate a global payment with the insurance company. 1 in 5 doctors in the state are already paid through an arrangement like this. But many doctors and hospitals don't have any experience creating budgets based on the cost of treating their patients. Massachusetts Hospital Association President Lynn Nicholas says they are worried, especially when it comes to accounting for income, language differences, or other socioeconomic factors.
That's a huge concern to the hospitals who are on the bleeding edge, as we call it right now, because and physicians who are in those communities.
Nicholas says the main issue for her members is how to finance electronic health records all hospitals and doctors would need to coordinate patient care. Providers who are already part of a larger network or who are already using an electronic health record would likely move into the global payment system more quickly than others. Blue Cross has been marketing a global payment plan for more than a year now, and the insurer says there's a lot of interest. Alice Coombs with the Massachusetts Medical Society says many of her members will need at least 5 years to make this transition.
We must be as tenacious about supporting the providers who are out there who don't have the infrastructure as we are about our commitment to transition into global payment.
The Medical Society and the Hospital Association have both endorsed the move to global payments. They are endorsements with caveats, but these two important groups are on board, as are Governor Patrick, Senate President Therese Murray, and House Speaker Robert DeLeo. House and Senate leaders plan to turn these complex recommendations into a bill sometime this fall.
Well, I think that you might liken this process to a marathon, and we have just lined up the starting gate and are beginning our run.
Representative Harriet Stanley, who joined the unanimous commission vote recommending global payments, expects a difficult race.
There has been some pushback already, and I think the unanimous vote today told me that we have some cover in terms of dealing with that. But we have to come out with a resolution whether or not both sides agree.
MIT economist Jonathan Gruber says moving to global payments may be more difficult in Massachusetts than in most other states.
The only way that new paradigm ultimately saves money is if providers in the end don't make quite as much money. politically, this is a very powerful interest group in our state, more so than I think in most states. So it's going to be a hard group to really reduce their reimbursement.
Consumer groups are also wary, waiting to see how their interests are protected as this plan moves forward. The commission's co-chair, Leslie Kerwin, says the state's experience with the health coverage law will help as it tackles costs.
It has shown us that very difficult tasks can be broken down, can be worked on over time in phases.
The commission does not have a savings estimate. Some members say global payments could reduce spending $1 billion a year by ending preventable hospitalizations, readmissions, and unnecessary emergency room use. They argue greater global payment savings will come over time as the incentives that drive unnecessary care vanish. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the State House.
To comment on this story and other issues related to the state's health care law, go to WBUR.org and click on the blog Common Health.